The Sons of Saturday podcast is brought to you by our friends at Main Street Pharmacy. Located right on Main Street in Blacksburg, Virginia, Main Street Pharmacy is proudly owned by a Hokie family and has been a partner of this podcast since 2020. MSP offers free delivery, curbside pickup, and vaccinations as well. If you are a student or resident in the Blacksburg area, you can always trust that at Main Street Pharmacy, you are not just a number, you are a neighbor. Everybody, it is Monday, May 8th, 1 o'clock. It's actually 12:59. Makai is very on time, poignant, making sure he's all set up. And thank you to Ethan for helping make this happen. But I am joined by a very special guest, Makai Lewis. He is hailing from Somerset, New Jersey. He's a three-time NCAA qualifier, two-time national finalist, two-time ACC champ, a junior world champion, 2019 national champion in 2019. Most outstanding wrestler. Welcome to the show, Makai. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, man. Let's get right into it. Cinco de Mayo. I'm driving to my buddy Trent Young's wedding down in Williamsburg, Virginia. Phone starts blowing up. Everybody's texting, and it's just a tweet. I don't see anything. And the caption reads, "Thank you, Virginia Tech." And I'm like, damn, Makai's out of here. He's wrapping it up. I watched the whole video. Lo and behold, you're returning for another year. So just wanted to ask you a little bit, what went into your return? What ultimately led you to making that decision?
So I talked to multiple people. But I think talking with my parents, Coach Roby, even like some teammates, like former teammates like Zach Savatsky and Corbin Myers about, you know, like say if I didn't come back and – like having like that regret, like not knowing if I would have like did good or like did anything, you know? So I just told myself like, it's just one more year, you know, you might as well, you can still like enjoy like being in the town of Blacksburg. You can enjoy, you know, still getting your education, even a higher education now. And then like also just wrestling for like one more year. And I was just like, you know, like, what's the worst that could happen? So.
And we talked a little bit to Hunter about it. And we heard Liz talk about their decision to return. It's great to see so many athletes opting to return to Virginia Tech. What kind of role did he play in it? How adamant was he about you wanting to come back and wrestle for the team versus you making the best decision for yourself?
Well, ultimately, he just told me, like, at the end of the day, it's like my decision. So like he basically like told me the reasons why he came back, you know, and like I like took that into consideration. And then also we just talked about like what he went through like his last season. So I just think like all of that like played out into like being able to like come to a conclusion of like, you know what, maybe I should come back.
And how exactly did you let him know? When did you know, and how did you let him know?
So I knew, like, probably, like 2 weeks ago, maybe. I knew, like, it was mid-April that, like, I, like, knew I was coming back. And then I didn't let anybody know, honestly. But then I guess, like, people on the team – so, actually, I told Coach Roby, and then I told, like, my parents, and I told, like, a couple teammates, and then I guess, like, some other people on the team started to find out, and it just starts, like, circling around like that, so, yeah.
And I actually made a call to the pen for our principal announcement. I actually made a call to the pen to my buddy Kyle Berkner. We grew up together in Westwood, New Jersey. He wrestled up there. And for my lack of wrestling knowledge, I would always call him up and we'd live stream the games together and he'd be walking me through how everything worked as I learned the game. But got some questions for him. So through all the injuries, the weight cutting, missing out on real life to stay disciplined. What has kept you coming back, not just for this extra year, but year after year after year to the mat?
Like you said, like the discipline, because like a lot of stuff that we do in wrestling now is going to carry over into like the real world and like into like me being productive and doing stuff that's like more so like positive than like, I guess, like negative and not really trying to like focus on, and not saying like partying is like negative or anything, or like doing stuff with like friends or like having fun, but it just keeps you focused a little bit more, and it makes it a lot easier for you to just like, you know, have goals and like set them. Cause like even like after wrestling, I like know like what goals I have like when I like start my job and wherever I work at. So,
and from a strategy perspective, where do you feel most dominant? Neutral, top, bottom? We know how explosive you are from all three, but do you have a preference?
Not really. I just like let the match play out. Like different opponents, you got to strategize differently. So like for me, I just try to make sure like I'm like disciplined in all three positions, because like if you are, then like it's going to be hard for someone to beat you at that point.
And then when you're tied up with someone in a low scoring grudge match, what's going on in your mental? Is it strategy for a takedown? Is it all feel and trust in your training? How do you approach a low scoring grudge match like that?
Just trusting my training and just like making everything hard for the other opponent. You know, like a lot of people, I feel like get caught up in like sometimes doing too much, but then other times not doing enough. I try to like make it a balance of just like, you know, not even thinking about it. Just like, cause we go through like situations like that in the practice room all the time. So it's just like a natural instinct at this point, and just like letting it play out like wherever way it does.
And how do you approach wrestle backs? For those who don't know, that is when you're in a tournament and essentially matches are added. You're wrestling more than you would have expected to get back into place for those tournaments. So what is your approach during a wrestle back?
So for those, like, I remember in high school, my first 2 years, my freshman and sophomore year at States, I lost my first match and I had to wrestle all the way back both times, and I end up placing. And I remember back in high school, I just told myself that like, I was just going to take it one match at a time and, you know, try my best to win, you know, for my team, for myself. And coming into college is basically like the same mindset. Like I don't really try to focus on, you know, rounds like after. I focus on that round. So like as soon as I get through that round, then it's the next round. Cause like as soon as you start to lose focus, that's when you could lose a match. So I like try to go about it taking it one match at a time and just try to get through it. Cause you know, being a little older now, like your body gets tired and it's a little harder getting through those rounds. But like, I think if you have like a strong mindset, like you could do it.
Speaking on that strong mindset, from all of the injuries or challenges or ones that haven't been talked about, what was the most difficult thing for you to overcome over your career, whether it was mental, whether it was physical? When you look back at your career, what were one of the most challenging moments for you?
Probably mental, like, and also physical. So in 2022, when I made it to the finals again for the second time, I was going through like a lot of like mental like blocks. I felt like I like really had like a really bad like depressions, and getting through that, like talking with people, going to my coaches, family. Then also even like I had my therapist at the time, and just all of them helping me out through that, like really like affected me in like a positive way, and like really built my mentality up and like my mindset up. But then also that same year, I was still like hurt. So like I like injured my hand, my back was hurt, and like even like my foot, like I hurt my foot, my knee, but like people didn't know that. But but like I had all these injuries and I was dealing with like a lot of mental stuff. But like I felt like as soon as I got myself in the right mindset, like I like basically like got myself through it. So like it just helped with like now in the future, I feel like I can get through anything.
I remember Kyle always talks about it, and I have that same feeling from football. In the real world, you're usually not going to – you're definitely not going to have the physical demanding aspect mm-hmm. of that at a desk job when you're putting on your tie and sit behind a desk. But at the same standpoint, the lessons that come from not just individual sports but being on a team as well are going to pay huge dividends at your next venture. Yeah. Ed Vechkin asks, what area of your wrestling are you most looked to focus for next season? What is the biggest focus for you and your wrestling next year?
Top.
Why?
Top. Because if you could score points on top, it makes it a whole lot easier to, like, you know, win a match. That's how I won nationals my freshman year. Basically got a four-point move and then held the kid to, like, 1 point, you know. He didn't get a takedown on me. I ended up getting a takedown late in that match too, but – like, as soon as you could score points on top, you could open up a lot of matches. So, and also top, and then trying to get, like, feet-to-back points. So, like, one of my teammates is really good at that, Bryce, where he, like, you know, he could get in on a double, and then he could, like, go upper body and just basically, like, you know, throw people to their back. I'm not looking to do that, but maybe, like, get into a double and maybe, like, trying to just stick them to their back. But, like, stuff like that, like, I feel is going to be my main focus for the next season.
So, and I know you're not a talk about yourself kind of guy. We all know that wrestling is a little bit different. Everybody's going to try to do their best, and that kind of equals how the team succeeds. But I'd be remiss to ask you, you've been with this program for so long, and Coach Roby has done an amazing job building this program and not just elevating them to an ACC pedestal, but putting them in the national conversation. So as you come back and you look to accomplish your individual goals, how do you also view your impact on this program as it looks to continue to get into that upper echelon national conversation?
You know, I kind of like view it as like, because a lot of these guys like watch me wrestle when they was in high school. Like a lot of them like tell me, like how they like thought it was like really cool to be on the team with me, how they looked up to me, and like how like they were a fan of me before like we even became teammates. So I think like that brings like a lot of joy to me, but also just knowing like where like they came from and like now like them seeing what I did and like they're trying to do more now, you know what I mean? Because like I won nationals, but I like clear in my mind know that someone like on our team now could be like a multiple time national champion. We got people on our team who could win nationals, and like seeing that and seeing like where our program was till like now, it's like it's pretty like cool and exciting.
And speaking to some of those recruits, undoubtedly there'll be, you know, high schoolers or even younger folks that listen to this or folks looking to maybe transfer. What about the Virginia Tech wrestling program has helped you elevate your game? I love to see how many folks in, whether it's mixed martial arts or wrestlers, come back to be part of the staff. You have the SERTC program at Virginia Tech. What would you say the sell for Virginia Tech was for you coming in, and what have you learned about it since you've been there?
Basically, so the sell was like, we're like a family. Like, and I say that all the time. And I feel like a lot of people don't understand it until like they're around the team, you know, and like not even like inside the wrestling room, it's like outside the wrestling room. Like a lot of us hang out with each other and like we do stuff all the time together. And like that's the type of stuff that you want. Like, you know, you want like a brotherhood. You don't want to be on a team where it's like guys don't really like each other and like they don't get along and it's like just for show. And I felt like that when I went to other places on recruiting visits. And I remember every time I came to Tech, it was the same, like, every single time. And, like, it's been that same way, like, since I've been here. And, you know, you get guys on team, like, not everybody's going to get along with each other. But, like, we still, like, you know, have each other's back at the end of the day. So I feel like that's the biggest, like, point of, like, what I learned about being here is just like we're basically like a big family.
This episode of the Sons of Saturday podcast is brought to you by The River Course. And look, we talk about greatness all the time. And when you talk about golf, Pebble Beach, Augusta, Bandon Dunes, dare I say Shinnecock, The River Course sits squarely in the middle of this conversation. A top 10 college course in America, according to Golf Digest, and the home for the For Those to Come golf tournament. And look, if you head on down there and you mention Sons of Saturday, we got some hookups for you. 50% off appetizers. Who doesn't like appetizers? 10% off of headwear and apparel at the golf shop. I mean, get yourself a new outfit, feel good, look good, play good. And the cream of the crop, new annual student memberships will receive a free cart fee, and new adult memberships will receive a free foursome plus a complimentary lunch. The River Course, unparalleled greatness, unparalleled beauty, nestled right in Southwest Virginia.
So moving on to our rapid fire segment. Some of these are wrestling related. Some of them are not. First one's probably the toughest one. If you could have dinner with four people, dead or alive, where are you going to eat and who's coming to dinner?
Damn.
Yeah.
That's so hard. So many people. That's so hard. There's so many people. Okay, Ray Lewis, because like I'm a Ravens fan, and I want to talk to him about like a whole bunch of stuff. Dang, this is hard. This is so hard. Biggie Smalls, just to pick his brain about like hip hop and stuff. Barack Obama. And then, dang, who's the last one? Michael Jordan. That would be crazy.
Yeah. Where are you going to eat?
Some seafood place, a seafood boil place. You know, it's going to be on them. They the one with the money.
Yeah, I was about to say, who's paying for it? That's right.
They're not paying for that. Nope.
Couple of favorite things about New Jersey. I'll first ask you, is it Taylor Ham or is it pork roll?
Pork roll. If you say Taylor Ham, I'm sorry. I cannot be friends with you.
Damn, like, I guess we're not going to be friends.
It's pork roll. Like, who says Taylor Ham? No, it's pork roll.
It's all of North Jersey. That's how you find out where somebody's from. If they're by the shore, they're from South Jersey, they're getting pork roll, or it's Taylor Ham. Do you go down the shore when you're back in New Jersey?
Yeah, sometimes.
Where do you go?
Like Jersey Shore sometimes. And then Point Pleasant Beach.
That's yep.
Shore, right? Yeah.
Yep.
There sometimes. Like those are like the main two.
Okay. Well, you said Jersey Shore, so was the first one like the Belmar area?
Yeah. So like basically like where Jersey Shore was like filmed at.
Yeah, because you're gonna have a very different beach vacation at Point Pleasant than you are at Belmar.
Yeah.
So, yes, exactly. Pre-game music. What are you listening to before you get to the mat?
That's hard. It depends on my mood. Like I like to listen to a lot of stuff, but like I think more so it's like more like 90s, early 2000s, like hip hop. And then like, if I'm not listening to that, then it'll probably be like Michael Jackson, to be honest with you. Like some of his like upbeat songs.
Uh-huh.
It's cause he like gets me like, you know, like, I guess like more so like in the mood to like, you know, do stuff. I can't listen to like nothing sad or anything.
Yeah, no man in the mirror before you're wrestling.
Yeah, no, I'm not listening to that. But yeah.
Favorite Virginia Tech memory that didn't take place on the mat.
Favorite Virginia Tech memory. I got so many. Wait, I don't know if I could talk about that one.
Podcast appropriate Virginia Tech memory.
Okay, appropriate. Dang. Trying to think. There's so many that's not appropriate. I guess just going to my freshman year when I went to the Gobblers.
Mm-hmm.
Or not even my freshman year. Last year. Or even this year, too, went in the Golden Gobbler. I think that was, like, a good moment for me because it, like, recognized me for, like, not the stuff that I was doing on the mat, but more so, like, off the mat. And, what I'm trying to do, like, working with charities and, like, giving back to, like, my community and the communities, like, even, like, out here, too. So.
Favorite place to eat at Virginia Tech?
Favorite place to eat? I got so many. But, like, so many of them are, like, bad for you. So, like, it's – I mean, like, I like Mello and Cabo because they're near me,
mm-hmm.
you know? Yeah, I'm not going to say the other ones. The other ones I get in trouble for.
I want to ask you on the subject of food just because I've heard the stories about it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people really understand it. And they're like, oh, wrestlers, like they cut weight, they gain weight. Can mm-hmm. you walk me through the most difficult cut that you went through and what you had to do to get there?
Does it have to be like in college or high school?
At any point during your career.
All right. So I had two. The first one was I really didn't want to go to a tournament when they were redshirting me my freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in Edinburgh. Edinburgh is so cold. And I think it was like it was snowing out there and we like looked at the forecast. It was like going to be freezing and like it was in their dome. So like they don't have no heater. So it's already cold. So I'm like, I do not want to go to that tournament. I was trying to come up with so many excuses to like not go. And I don't know. I think it was our last tournament that year. And Coach Freyer made me. And I remember this. He made me. He's like, no, you're going. And I stepped on the scale. It was like, I think 2 days before or a day before. It might have been 2 days before. I was about 13 and a half over. basically, that first day, I cut like 8 pounds. And then I still like have 5 more to go the next day.
How are you cutting 13? How are you cutting 8 pounds? Are you running in a trash bag?
No. So it's basically like I'm just like running on the treadmill. I don't use trash bag. I just use like a whole bunch of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I was like using a whole bunch of like sweats and stuff and then like practicing. And like basically like at that point, my legs were shot. So like I stopped. It was like around like – I lost like 7.5-8 pounds. And then the next day, and also I had to like hydrate myself. So like, I drank a little bit of water, ate something. Next day I came back in. I think I was like 6 over. And then I ended up losing 5 pounds that day. And then the tournament day, I had to lose a little bit of weight, lost that, and then ended up going to the tournament and winning.
So you lost 13 pounds in 2 days, mm-hmm. ran nonstop, and found a way to win the tournament.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite, what are some of your hobbies outside of wrestling? What are you doing in, around Virginia Tech when you have some time?
Outside of wrestling, I like playing basketball, you know, like pick up games, basketball.
You call your own fouls?
No. You're playing with a bunch of wrestlers, so, you yeah. know, like they're going to foul you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes it gets a little heated, but like I don't know. They don't realize that they're not good. So like I'm just like it's not that deep, you know. But so basketball, I think football too when we play as a team. Going to the pool, over at the retreat, that pool is so nice. Playing volleyball over there, and then also yard games too, like cornhole. We got this one, like, it's like volleyball four square.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's basically like you serve, and it's like one serve, you serve to each other. And, like, one of my teammates, Kaka, he's the one that, like, he has it. He can explain it better than me.
It's the volleyball thing that's basically,
yeah.
square volleyball, yes.
Yeah. So that, like, we play that, and then they do spike ball, and then, what's the other game? It's like a dice, and then you like throw it up. And,
oh, beer die. Yeah.
That. And then, that's about it. I want to get into video games again, but I need to buy a new system because I only got a PS3. So,
I'm
way behind right now.
Moving on to some letters that we had written in, letters from Lunchbell written in from some fans. So Kurt Jones wants to ask, is there any chance that you go up to 184 next year? And are you going to try to make the 2024 Olympic team?
Well, I wish I could, but they probably won't let me. But probably not wrestling 184. If they let me, I would, but probably not. And then the Olympic team, yeah, I'm going to try to make it. But that, then I'm probably going to wrestle 86.
Okay.
But I don't know yet.
Rich Luttenberger is a Jersey guy. So he's wondering, how did wrestling in New Jersey prepare you to wrestle at the next level?
I wrestled at a high school where it was a smaller high school, Brownbrook, but like we had so many like good kids that like basically coming in my freshman year, you know, it was like I didn't even know if I was gonna have a spot or not on the team, like as a freshman in high school. So like I had to fight for that. And then also just like the talent in New Jersey, like it was so many good kids. I remember my freshman year and how it played out and ended up placing that states and like realizing like, you know, maybe I could like do this like at the next level. Cause we had like a bunch of guys at the time ranked like nationally, you know? And like, I was like, you know, wrestling with them, competing with them, you know, losing by like a couple points or like even beating some of them. So like, I think a lot of that like got me ready for like the next level.
Makai, I want to congratulate you on an amazing career. Really, really looking forward to you wrestling next year. I guess I have one more question I have for you. Who would you say was the toughest opponent that you faced in high school? And who was the toughest opponent that you faced in college?
The toughest. Does it have to be like, so like, can it be like also like freestyle wise too or no?
Yes. Anybody, it could be at practice. It could be wherever.
So freestyle wise, I will say when I practiced against Kyle Dake at the Olympic Training Center, he was like one of the toughest. And then him or Jordan Burroughs, because I wrestled both of them. And then high school wise, someone I practiced against was probably, it was either Devin Carter or James Green. So Devin, I wrestled him here at Tech. I think I was like a sophomore. Yeah, he tore me up. And then James Green, I was just like drilling with him. I wrestled with him a little bit I think either junior or senior year of high school. And like, yeah, it didn't go well. But, you know, those were like the two, I guess, toughest. Four toughest.
And your message to – we have a lot of people who listen and come on for football, come on for basketball – what's your message to the fan base? If somebody's in the area or is near a wrestling match, what's your message to the fan base to get them out and get ready for next season and come check you guys out?
Come. We got 5 returning All-Americans, you know. We might have, you know, 5 future national champions. You never know. So, and we will have more All-Americans, I believe, next year. And our program is just getting better and better. So, I'm just excited. I think more people should come out, and hopefully they do.
Makai, we're looking forward to next year, man. Congratulations, and looking forward to seeing you back out there.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's time.
time to wander, tripping in the sand. We smoke out windows, drink till we can't stand. But I saw you dance like you want to in my head. And all that she said is, oh, I know just what you're thinking. Please don't want to let us sink in. Trash my friend's place, wake up the next day.
Oh,